Intervju Radija Študent.
Party mouth.
Awkward wear. Wet behind the ears.
Inside out.
Outside's gone. You're two parts in one. It might be strenuous.
Snakes cross their skin.
Slowly.
Pred nocošnjim nastopom v klubu Cankarjevega doma ob 8:30 zvečer se pogovarjamo z norveško folk pop alternativko Hane Hukelberg.
One is old, one is new, both of them are you. One's a boy, the other's cool. Sometimes you're a fool.
Hi Hane.
Hello.
Pleased to have you here for this interview for Radio Student.
My pleasure.
Well, it's been some 5 years since you performed here in Ljubljana. And my first question is, what has happened since then, or in the meantime?
A lot. It's quite a time since, but I remember the city very well. And I guess it was with the Rikisrasse album, and I remember us performing in the same Cankarjev
Dome.
And it's been a long time since then, and I've been releasing 2 albums and had a lot of tours, and now I'm releasing my fourth album called Featherbrain, and touring in Europe with that. I'm very happy to be back here. It's nice.
I've heard that for the past few years you've lived and worked in New York City. So was there any special reason to move there and to work there, or?
I was there for 4 months and making the songs for Featherbrain, the latest album. And you know, I'm always going away for a while when I'm composing material for my solo albums, and I wanted to go away this time as well. And I was just talking to my manager about this, and he said that, well, New York is a very good place to go because you can do not just composing, you can also connect to people, and you can experience a lot of great concerts which you can't have just another place. It's a city with a lot of life and lots of things happening there at the, many things are happening there, and we also have contacts and people that we work together with there, so that was kind of the main reason why I went there, and not for the main reason was not the artistic ones, but because it's very noisy. It's a very noisy city, and but you know, I really got a lot of friends there. People are so open, and they are used to having new people to the town all the time. So people are so open and very welcoming and warm, so I had I got many friends there, and I also met a lot of people that I work with, and every day from 9 to 4 I composed music in a room in Fort Greene in Brooklyn. So I basically composed, but I also had a lot of concerts. That was quite I wasn't really prepared for that, but maybe just a week before I went, I got this question on mail if I wanted to have a concert there, and I thought that I couldn't say no to that, but I was traveling alone and I didn't have my band with me, so I actually used the first couple of weeks to rehearse on my songs from Blood from a Stone, the previous album, solo. So I could perform alone, and I did a lot of concerts there. I also did a couple of huge places like Bowery Ballroom, which is very, very great place in New York. It's a very known place, and it's great to have played there. You know, I actually got to play there as well, so I'm very happy with that. It was nice, and a nice way to meet people. Also.
Could you tell me a little more about the work process when making a new album? Do you record mainly the music yourself, or do you always have certain people in mind who would play what? Or
when I compose the first sketches, I always compose alone. I want to. It's very important for me to really dig deep inside myself and kind of so I know that the things that I'm talking about, both musically and artistically and lyrically, that those are things that I really want to say. So and that's also the main reason why I go away. It's not really important where I go. It's basically to get away from my daily routines. So I need to come in contact with myself in another way, and so it's important for me to be alone from 9 to 4 at least, and to kind of find out and just explore and what's inside, what comes. So basically I just do things together with instruments. That's easy to carry things, my cup of coffee, you know, that things are just around, and my computer. And I do that for quite some time. I sometimes I can have my musicians in mind or my producer, and I know that my producer will have more ideas on this, so I get a little lazy about things I know he fixes very well, maybe not so good. I produce ideas basically, and sketches, sounds and song structures and lyrics.
What is your main inspiration when exploring these new unique sounds?
You know, it's a very common question, like what's every journalist asks about inspirations, but it's not very easy to answer, because you want to answer intelligent, but and it's not for me just name dropping a lot of other bands or artists, because I get inspired by so much more. Every aspect of the world and the life is potentially something you can get inspired by, and so I would say everything. That's a very easy answer, but it is really everything. It's not music. Actually, music are getting more and more difficult getting inspired by, because that's my profession, and I see it so detailed, and I don't think I listen to music the way a non-musician do or does. So I guess I get inspired by just looking on this at the street, or watching a movie, or having a conversation with somebody, or things like that. Reading a book.
What kind of music do you listen to, if I may ask?
I very often don't listen to music, because it's nice not thinking about music when I'm having my spare time. But of course, when it's often that when I'm listening to music, I let other people decide what to put on. So it's a lot of strange music that I don't pick out, or it can be everything, like often the radio, but also music that's not very connected to what I do. Like it can be really pop music, hardcore pop music, which is not very interesting maybe, but something that I can just relax to, because I know that's, because I know that that is something I don't need to analyze, or like metal, or like easy singer-songwriter, or often just albums that I get from people, like on concerts, after concerts people give me CDs or albums, I just put that on, or just old songs that I remember from my childhood.
But does it from time to time still happen to you that, I don't know, you get to hear a certain kind of music that you are not aware of or you don't know about, and then it really inspires you so that you want to know, oh, what is this?
Yeah, it happens. Yeah. Not very often, but it happens.
Okay, when you're preparing new music materials, do you also or always even have in mind the performance or the live aspect of this music, is it just like the, or does the work process look like this is album and making sounds for album and then thinking how am I going to perform what I just made up?
Yeah, try not to think about so much things ahead in the process when I make music, because I think that's just it can be a lot of work, but it's a positive challenge, because when I make the music, I think that if I manage to make music in the moment, totally as the idea comes, then I should just do that and not think about consequences or where they come from. They're just good ideas, and that's what's I like that. I like pure ideas. And then afterwards I have the job. It's a huge job, making them fit into a live set, and sometimes I never do live. Actually, it's a little bit sad, but it's okay too. It's two different things. So it's quite separate till now, at least.
And the live part of preparing the music, I mean for tours and for concerts, do you do this with, of course, with other people, with the performers that you are going to on tour, or?
Yeah, it's been different every time. It's at least, so in that perspective, I think 4 albums is not so much, because that means 4 times I've prepared the material for a live tour, and the first time it was quite, I don't think I didn't have that much opinions. It just became the way it became. And then the second time I had a little bit more opinions, and I got more into it. But the third time with Blood from a Stone, I had quite I had decided how I wanted it to sound live. But every time I had a different live band. So the difference now is that I have the same live band as I had the last round. So these people, Maj-Lise Solberg and Ivar Gridland, those two musicians I've worked with for quite a while now. And the three of us, we have prepared together and kind of translated the studio album into a live concert together. So that's something different this time.
I've read in a music magazine that if we truly want to understand your past musical work, we have to listen to your latest album Feather Brain and vice versa. Could you give me a little comment on that?
It's my words. I feel it that way, because I think I think this record just sum up my past records very much. That's my opinion.
In what way?
Little things. I think Featherbrain has got some of the ideas that has to do with sounds, those found sounds. I put a lot of them into this record from Little Things. So some of those ideas are continued here, and some of the lyrical atmosphere I think I have from Rikestrasse 68. But somehow I think some of the rhythmical things and maybe also the genre is a little bit continued from Blood from a Stone. But everything is done in its own way, but I think it's not really... I think Featherbrain is really connected to all the three albums. I really feel that. So, it kind of feels that they are together in one planet, sort of. I feel they are very connected.
If the title of your previous album, Blood from the Stone, could signify maybe something a little heavier, may we understand Featherbrain as its counterpart, or?
Yeah, maybe. I haven't thought about that. Like stone and feather, something very contrasting.
Well, is it a consequence only of the music that we get to hear on albums, or is it the consequence of your life in general?
Both, probably. I think life goes in waveforms. Like when I have made music that is very quiet, I get the need and the urge to make something more loud, and the opposite around. And then I think that's a very natural way of developing. Like that's very goes up and down. Yeah. I don't know why or if it's going to be that way, to continue that way. I don't know.
Maybe for something completely different, if you would be asked to make a soundtrack for a movie, what kind of movie would it have to be for you to say yes?
Oh, I'd love to make a soundtrack for a movie. That is a dream that I have, actually. I really would like to... I have been making music for short movies and songs for a long movie, what do you call that? Never the whole music, the soundtrack. And it could be whatever, because it really depends on the match. Like it could be a crazy, strange movie, and made in exactly that way that I feel connected to it. But the only premise is that I need to feel that I have something to contribute to it. So I would like to do that. Let me know.
Okay, and now just could you make an invitation to your tonight's show for the listeners of Radio Student?
Yes. You're all welcome to Kankarev Doom tonight, 8:30. So we're looking very much forward to it.
Thank you very much for this.
Yeah, thank you.
Hočete, da vam tako v živo zapoje I love you, ne? diva norveška, s katero se je pogovarjal Jaka Špiler, potem vabljeni danes v klub Cankarjevega doma ob 8:30 zvečer.
Intervju Radija Študent.